Victoria's Racing Heartland. This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. Welcome to the Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. It's got it all.
Hello and welcome to the Country Racing Show. Great to have your company for another edition as we look forward to a huge week in country racing. Spring is in the air and we've got our cups on the verge of being run and won in the country of Victoria. And we're going to look back on a huge weekend of racing and a very special guest for spinning a yarn today. It is the Racing Minister of this great state, Martin Pakula, who is a racing tragic as well as being the racing minister. Always great to have Darren Galley, Connor Ryan. Dazza, how are you, mate?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Michael. But nervous by speaking to the minister. Do I call him Mr.? Do I call him Honourable Minister? Martin?
Three
Marty?
Bags full, sir. Connor, you're never nervous. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks, Michael. I think sir is probably the best way to go with the minister. We'll just tread carefully and make sure that we keep him on side because he's been a great supporter of Country Racing Victoria, and we want to ensure that continues.
Good
Absolutely.
Advice.
You two need all the support you can get, by the way, because the big V last week, oh my gosh.
Absolutely. What? I mean, in
Let's
life
start
as much
with
as
yours.
Anything else. Look, I went out on a limb. I thought maybe Aaron Purcell had something interesting in Khazarabad. You know, import, stay up, still entered for the Melbourne Cup. 2,400 metres, looked like it might suit after it ran well at Warwick Nabil over the 2,000. But it,
has he finished yet?
I don't think so. He seemed to be travelling okay in the run, and he got to the home turn, and the rest of them picked up, and he seemed to only have one pace.
They're going to shorten his name, aren't they, Daz?
They're going to shorten his name from Khazarabad to just bad.
To very bad.
Deary me. Now, don't you get too cock-a-hoop.
I had to collect, thank you.
Oh, at what price?
About $1. Yeah. If you had $20 the place, you win back $32.
Then he goes berserk. All right, well, that world-famous segment, losing some of its luster. We'll be coming up a little later in the show, and the boys are due. That is a big V, the best anywhere in Victoria. But before we get there, it's been another big week in country racing.
From Mildura to Camperdown and every club in between, this is the Country Racing Show. On the Country Racing Show, the country racing week that was.
We got off to a bit of a wet start, unfortunately, boys, because we lost Kyneton last Saturday, which was a bit of a setback, but we certainly gathered momentum coming into the Sunday at Geelong, and gee whiz, a couple of really nice performances I think we can follow moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So there was a nice Quinella for the MG Price stable in race four. As per usual with his horses, the punters had it backwards. I can never catch him. And whenever I back one of his horses, it's the stablemate that beats it. It's happened to me for years and years and years, and it was the same case on Sunday. So the favourite in that race, Keysaw, was well beaten by Lord Sundowner, but still a nice result for the Price team.
Mind you, Kaiser, when watching the replay, it actually was eased up over the last 100 metres. Realised he couldn't win. I think Ben Mellerman thought, I'll just ease this horse up. So maybe just keep your eye on the thing going forward.
Moving forward, one I'm definitely going to be looking at moving forward is Brave Tango. Two from two. Mitch Friedman, who was our guest last week, and I've worked out what happened.
Yes.
But if you were listening to us last week, unfortunately, Mitch was on the road and his phone dropped out just before we could get to his best of the weekend.
Gee, it was disappointing too, wasn't it, that he didn't get
he's
the
on
tip
notice.
Because it was a very, very impressive win. Benny Goes Berserk was going to win that race comfortably, got badly held on the turn, but then Brave Tango, all over the shop like a drunken sailor, finally balanced up in the last 100 metres and just blitzed them in the last little bit.
So I think it just goes to show that it pays to listen to the Country Racing Show as long as our special guests' phone lines are working, because I'm sure Mitch would have tipped us into it.
Yeah, and Mitch is going to pay us back. Next time you have a special, let us know. We'll pass it on. Gee, Shay Eden had a good week as well. He had an impressive winner there, and another one we're going to talk about a little bit later in your famous segment. But you think Kingway might be a bit of a cup source?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a few of those country cups on the calendar coming up in the next few weeks that sort of go over that 2,000 to 2,400 metre distance, and Kingway looked very impressive over the 2,400 at Geelong on Sunday.
They had to be patient, though. Its last win was back in June 2004 in Longchamp in France.
So 2004?
Sorry, 2014.
I was going to say.
Apologise.
Was it in a wheelchair?
But as Connor said, it was an impressive win. But gee, it's probably just found its niche now after 15 or so unplaced runs.
A special mention too. Good to see Sam Pritchard-Gordon get a win there as well with Shagra, because he announced that he's quitting training. He's going to scale back and sell the sable to Johnny Jason Warren, and he's going to remain in racing, but he's one of the good guys of racing, so good to see him get a couple of winners before he finally finishes up on the 1st of October.
Yeah, nice way to go out, isn't it?
And then we go to Monday at Casterton, and this is probably the feel-good story of the week. Jeff Rogers training his first winner since 2012, and this is how he did it.
Race into town is down the outside. Southern Strategy, Alan, give it a right-hander. Or gave it a right-hander, and it got alongside Ragnar Carr again. Race into town and took the chance from a mile back. Race into town took the front late, though, and Race into town won it from Southern Strategy, and the fast finishing took the chance.
Yeah, great result for Jeff Rogers, his first win since November 2012, which is obviously a pretty long time between drinks. I wonder if he was racing to the bar afterwards to celebrate, I'm sure. But Jeff, of course, had a bit of success back in the day with Sav Rocker, who won the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, and also Geelong Cup along the way, I believe.
Yeah, fantastic horse. One of my favourites being a Collingwood supporter was Sav Rocker back in the day. So good luck to Jeff, who's making a comeback.
And that win, racing to town, it was a six-year-old gelding having its fourth start. So only got a couple of horses in work. So well done, Jeff. Obviously, he works hard and gets a six-year-old to win in its fourth start. So
clearly, Jeff's
feat.
In no hurry.
What about another drought breaker on the day in the race after? What a good day it was at Casterton on Monday.
I see you're reluctant to opt for the pronunciation.
No, I'm not going anywhere near this. I want you to say it.
Darren, how's your Japanese?
Teppanyaki?
No, that's not it. That's not okay. Okay, so Kosuke Kawakami broke his drought in the very next race.
Say that again.
Kosuke is Kawakami.
Well done.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Anyway, so he's a high-weight jockey, and he hadn't actually won a race since July 2015. So he broke through on one for later for Alan Peterson, which is great. But Kosuke actually rides track work for some of the Japanese stayers that came out for the spring in the last couple of years. He was on Karen Miritic, I think, last year and a couple of others previously. So he keeps himself busy, even if he's not riding winners.
You've got Kosuke's name right. You couldn't get Karen Marotic right.
There you go.
The easy one. Oh, that's great. Well done to Kosuke. We'll look forward to seeing him down at Werribee this year with the imports leading up to the Melbourne Cup as well. Now, what about Wangaratta on Tuesday? Darren Day.
It was Darren Day, I say, because it was Seniors Day out at the Turf Club for Wangaratta. So
was it
Darren,
nice?
Darren wasn't sure about that.
Very enjoyable day. Yeah, thank you, Connor.
Yeah, no worries. It was a good day out there. A couple of big wins in the early maidens. Ralston romped in at $1.50 for Kieran Maher.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, just about five lengths on the winning margin there. So soft win, you'd say. And Super Snob did the same thing in the next race for Peter Morgan. So a couple of easy wins. Maybe some horses to follow there, Darren?
Yeah, actually, I like Super Snob. Nice breeding out of Turek Toff.
Well, that is well named, isn't it? And good to see Jamie Mott rode a double. And Mitch Aiken, his first winner back after he was rubbed out for 3 months. He's a big talent, Mitch.
Yeah, big talent. First ride back, actually, after his suspension. Gee, so he's obviously was very eager to get back into action, and he's going to be one to watch, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So a great week. In fact, we had Dale Smith also return to race riding after about 14 months away from the game. So lots of comebacks and lots of great results for people who've been away for a while.
Yeah, we wish Dale all the best in his comeback. He's going to be a real estate agent. I don't know financially if it's the right decision. The land rats are making monsters at the moment. What else about the did they have their Hall of Fame dinner on Saturday as well?
Yeah, they did. The Wangaratta Turf Club instituted a Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. I think... was it one of the Hoisteds was the first induction? Was it?
There'd be a dozen Hoisteds.
Yeah, there's
a
few of them up there, and off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you which one it was. But anyway, Paul Hoisted's actually the chief executive up there, and
that helps.
Yeah, it does help. And so they've inducted Peter McAllister into their Hall of Fame on the weekend, and Peter is a long time employee of the racing club, not just up there, but a number of other racing clubs: Casterton, Hamilton Trotts, Albury Race Club. And he's a life member of Wangaratta and been helping out there for decades. So congratulations to Peter on his induction into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, well done, Pete. What a great area up there, Wangaratta, is the Wangaratta Turf Club. A lot of good horses coming out of that area as well. And then we move to Cranbourne on Wednesday. Of course, Sandown's in hiatus for a couple of months, so we're having a few more of these Metropolitan Midweek meetings on the country circuit, which is great. And Cranbourne was a really nice meeting. And look, we're in the midst of football finals fever, and if you're a football fan, you probably had a win.
I certainly would, with Rioli winning last week, and now Liberatore saluting for Rob Spoon. So where's the Bulldogs colours? So easy to follow, I think.
And they're both out of the Roberts Murden stable, so obviously someone in there is just following their favourite football teams and naming the horses.
Well, the Jenny Chapman David Price connection over in Hong Kong, big Bulldog supporters they are. So well done. Apparently it was a scratchy win to Liberatore. Oh, he felt the pinch. All right, just moving on, obviously. Not getting the jokes. You're just going over the top of your head there, is it, Dazza?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's get to a segment that Dazza will buy into.
Did you see that?
Jolly's Cafe turns first, strong hand a length and a half away. Dornier Zilbeer, the grey wide out, running on from White Devon. And further back in the field is Potemkin. Strong hand storm to the front. Nikita gave it a glorious ride, and it's going to kill them. Race four lengths in front of Jolly's Cafe Zilbeer. And strong hand is every bit that. Won it by 4.5.
Now, that was a strong hand, unlike your joke earlier, Michael. A very nice ride there by Nikita. Took a while to get this horse balanced, but at the top of the straight, just booted right away and was very, very impressive. So a nice wink with Shayden winning that horse, and also earlier in the week with King's Way.
A nice bit of violence in the call, too. It's going to kill them. I mean, you'd, if you're an owner of one of the other horses in the race, you would have just put the cue in the rack and probably left the track after hearing that. That'd be very disappointing for you.
Well, gee, he's got a good stable at the moment, Shayden. We know he's one of the young trainers that is on the rise here in Victoria. We can't wait to see his great mare, Ocean Embers, coming
Ocean
back.
Embers, yes,
and
like
she's going to be ridden by Nikita Berryman as well. And, gee, Nikita's flying at the moment. She's on all the good ones for Greg Urell as well. So it's great to see Nikita kicking so many goals.
A lot of the girls riding really well. And also, interesting little tidbit here. The next day at Pakenham, we had a winner in race one called Mag Wheels, ridden by S. Carr.
Oh, very nice.
Oh, is that your best for the week, is it, Darren?
Very nice. And you want to have a crack at my joke?
That wasn't a joke. It was just an observation.
Oh, that's, you've been working on that all night.
The new segment, Did You Know, is going to be Darren's next baby. So we're looking forward to that. But yeah, we were at racing.com park on Thursday.
Final synthetic of the season.
Yeah, there you go. So looking forward to some nice turf racing out at Pakenham later in the season. But Princeton Spirit showed a bit of ability, made it 2 wins from 2 starts. Steph Thornton on board there for Mick Kent. And Doc's Hero made it 2 from 2 under Colin Scott's guidance at the synthetic there at Pakenham. So obviously relishing the change of scenery.
Absolutely. And the winner of the last Deported having its first Aussie start next, Kiwi from the Natalie Young Trent Busserton stable, might be one to follow there as well. That's our look back on the week that was. Going to take a short break, and on the other side of this, we'll be spinning our yarn with a racing minister.
From Victoria's racing heartland, the Country Racing Show. The people who love thoroughbred racing from around Victoria. The Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. It's got it all.
The people at the grassroots of racing. We're spinning a yarn on the Country Racing Show.
And it's always great to spin a yarn with so many famous people in racing. I think this would be our most famous guest, because
easily,
certainly the most important guest we've had on the Country Racing Show. And that, of course, is the racing minister in this great state. And it's so nice for Martin to spend some time with us on spinning a yarn. How are you, Minister?
G'day, Michael. I don't think that's true about the importance. I'm sure you've had some hoops and trainers a lot more important than me.
Well, today's announcement, or Friday's announcement in Kyneton, is one of the most important we have had for country racing in this great state. And I know Connor Ryan and Darren Galley are so excited about it. Can you explain what the government's been able to do?
Well, look, it's a phenomenal announcement, I think, for the next season of country racing. The government's putting in just under $1 million from the Racing Industry Fund to promote 180 feature country race meetings over the next 7 months, and that's being augmented by $1.6 million that's going in from Country Racing Victoria. So all up, a promotional package for country racing north of $2.5 million. Wow. That will be rolled out between now and Easter.
Yeah, a fantastic result. Thank you, Martin. This is Darren Gellin. We always love the support you've given us over the last couple of years, and this money is so vital for us to ensure that we continue to support each of our country clubs. As you said, there's 180-plus meetings featured across the entire season. Every club will get support in some way, be it through our 2-for-1 ticketing offer, which will launch the week after Grand Final, or will be through our kids' support campaign. So it's a fantastic result, and I say clubs just can't thank you enough for the work you've done, as well as the work you do in supporting those clubs directly through their own race day attraction submissions.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the comments, and as you know, whether it's the Racing Industry Fund infrastructure works that we do, whether it's, you know, running rails or, you know, track upgrades, new facilities for jockeys or for the patrons, And the race day attraction stuff as well. I mean, the support we're pouring into country racing is fantastic. And just so the listeners understand, we're going to have five really discreet campaigns. One focused on spring racing, one focused on Christmas racing, kids' summer of country racing, relaxing at the country races between February and March, and the Easter Anzac Day campaign from March to April. And there's so many different elements to it. Sometimes it's about kids' attractions. It's about having great MCs. It's about having two-for-one offers, sometimes free admission. There's just so many different ways that we're attracting people to our country and picnic race meetings. And it's why country racing is going from strength to strength. I was seeing some figures yesterday that suggested that since 2015 we've had a jump in patronage at country racing of close to 50%. So, country racing really is, in some respects, it's the fastest growing part of our industry here in Victoria.
Yeah, I think what Darren alluded to before as well, Martin, is that every single one of our 67 race clubs will benefit from this funding announcement, and that ranges from your big sort of country clubs that race, dozens of times every year, down to your picnic clubs that are run by volunteers and do things, in the old-fashioned sort of way. So I think that's probably the main appeal of country racing is the breadth of offers across the state. We're across the state, but also in terms of what you get at a racetrack, from whether it's a Ballarat Cup day and 10,000 people, or you're at Yay and there's a couple of thousand, and there's a golf course in the middle of the track. So there's a bit of something for everyone out there.
Well, that's absolutely right. And the thing about country racing is it's not just about the economic growth that it creates in country Victoria. It's a real sense of community. In some places, they only run one race meeting a year, as you know, but that one race meeting becomes the focal point for the entire community. And it's why spreading the benefits of this investment is so important, because you're right, it's not just about focusing the dollar at Pakenham or at Ballarat or at Cranbourne. It's about making sure that, you support the Tatura Cup or, the Menangatang Century Celebration that's happening on the 14th of October, or the Kyneton Cup on the 8th of November. I'll try to get to as many of them as I can. You've always got to balance that up with seeing the family, but I'll be trying to get to as many of them as I can. And there's really no more enjoyable thing than spending an afternoon at the country races.
Well, it's a great announcement for country racing. I love the 2-for-1 ticket offer for the major meetings after grand final day. And also the country racing ambassador, Chris Humphrey, and his wild actions. They've all got a 5-year-old. Anything to do with wild animals, you've got the kids on a hook and then you've got the parents. So that is a great initiative and a great ambassador. But this is a labour of love for you too, Martin. You're the racing minister, but you truly are a racing devotee, aren't you?
Yeah, well, look, I've been the minister for 3 years, shadow minister for four before that. Went to my first race meeting at 10, I think. Used to work at both Caulfield and Sandown. I've been a member of the BRC for must be close to 20 years now. I've loved racing most of my life, and it's a great privilege to be able to combine work and pleasure in the way that I'm able to. And, I'll do this job for as long as I can, but I'll be a racing fan long after it's over.
Now, you also have a second portfolio, Martin, being the Governor-General. How do you go about balancing the importance of that role to the Attorney-General? How do you go about balancing the importance of that role with the racing role?
Oh, well, look, the Attorney-General's portfolio is extremely busy. Yesterday I spent the morning doing a victim's announcement and then the afternoon in Kyneton on racing. So, it's probably fair to say that the Attorney-General's portfolio takes up more time, and the issues contained within it probably, are more significant for larger parts of the community, given the, our focus on community safety and, fighting crime. And, I've got to appoint judges and things of that nature. But I probably... 70-30 Attorney General racing portfolio, and as you know, there's been a lot of issues in the racing industry over the last few years, whether it's been live baiting or the need to restructure the Board of Harness Racing or some of the work that we've done in governance in Racing Victoria as well. So there's racing's not just been about enjoying the races. There's been some really significant reform work that's had to be done, and you know, it's great to have a diversity of things to do in government.
Well, Martin, the good thing is, being a Carlton supporter, you don't need to worry about having any crossover in the early part of the Spring Carnival in September. You can devote all your time to racing.
Well, that's mainly true, although I always pay a very close eye to Trade Week, and it's the only way we're going to get better, Trade Week and the draft. So I'll be keeping a close eye on that. Even though most of my attention will be on racing.
Good on you, Martin. The Minister for Racing this great state, Martin Pakula, with a wonderful announcement. Almost $2 million injected into country racing around this great state. Thanks for your time, Martin.
Thanks, boys.
From Eden Hope to Omeo, across Victoria, this is the Country Racing Show. What's coming up in the country calendar on the road ahead.
And what a big road ahead it is. We've got our first Country Cup of the spring, the Ladbrokes Tatura Cup on Saturday, and then we've got the Coleraine Cup on Sunday, and a huge meeting at Ballarat with the Gold Nugget as well. Gee, the Tat Cup, Ladbrokes Tat Cup. It'll be a great day for the locals.
Yeah, absolutely, and they'll be really raring to go, given that they didn't actually race their cup last season. The club made the decision to move it from its previous autumn date into the spring. So they held off in March just because they wanted to, build up anticipation and interest in this cup. And I think they've certainly achieved that. And it's the first cab off the rank for Country Feature Cups this spring, which I think is, you know, pretty good position to be in.
I think so. And then it rolls into them for their big Italian Plate Day, which is in December traditionally. So they have a great spring race meeting and a great Christmas race meeting. So good luck to John and Kate and the team up at Tatura for a cracking day of racing.
Weary's always hard to beat. He's got Black Sheep in it with Harry Coffey, and probably Hot Ruby's going to be the favourite.
Yeah, I think we might mention Hot Ruby a bit later in our Big V segment. It's never easy trying to pick the winners of these country cups,
connections of Hot Ruby,
especially early in the season. But you will see how they go. I think she goes well fresh. So.
It's almost as bad as the photo with the model on the front page of the Herald Sun, isn't it, on race day, being tipped by Connor and I.
Are you making a connection between yourself and a model?
Not at
just
all.
The kiss of death.
Kiss of death.
And then on Sunday, it's the Coleraine Cup. And this is the final jumps meeting of the year as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So a big day of racing out at Coleraine on Sunday with there's three jumps races on the card, including the Great Western Steeplechase, which is, of course, the oldest ongoing jumps race in Australia. And the Adam Lindsay Gordon Hurdle is newly renamed as well. So that's part of the early action on the card. And then later on, there's the $30,000 Cup race, which is run over 1,800 metres. And there's a bit of talent going around in there.
Certainly, it's a very good race indeed. And again, we'll see young Harry Coffey riding there. And also, Mitch Freeman gave us, before his line dropped out last week, a little word around not to know was going towards Coleraine, so it might be one to follow, although we might tip somewhere else.
I don't think he would have been expecting to bump into Tiamo Grace.
Or London Fog, for that matter.
Well, don't worry about the fog. But Tiamo Grace, the Wakeful winner, who many are saying could be a very sneaky chance in this year's Caulfield Cup if she gets her run. So that should just be a walk, trot and canter there. It'll be great for the locals to see a star of Weary's team. And he just takes them everywhere.
Yeah, he does. And Tiamo Grace particularly, she knows the Western District. She won her maiden out at Donald. I think he ran her out at Murtoa last year on her way to winning the Wakeful. So I'm sure they'll be looking at this race as a similar launching pad for her to go back to the city and run on some really quality races. But it's a good cup field. Last year's winner, Birds of Tokyo, is in there, and also London Fog. But, you know, the less said about it, the better.
And then we go to the Ballarat Gold Nugget. This is always a ripper meeting. And again, Weary's going to play a huge hand on the day. And in the Gold Nugget as well, he's got three runners in it, and they're going to be hard to beat, especially Raw Impulse and Kawea. So it's a great little field in the Gold Nugget.
Certainly is. Their traditional kickoff to the spring at Ballarat, which then wraps up the spring on the last week anyway, with Kilmore across the Saturday, then the Sunday at Kilmore. But yes, to say, a cracking race, Michael, for the Gold Nugget. And I think Kiwa will be very hard to beat there, coming back after a couple of nice runs in town.
Pretty easy for Weary to just roll them out of the stables and down the road and just roll them into the barriers there for a bit of a track gallop at their home track. So it'll be interesting to see how they fare, but obviously he'll have the home track advantage. And as you say, Darren, Ballarat Cup Day is going to be another big feature of the spring this year, given it's the standalone Metropolitan Saturday meeting later on in the carnival.
He's gone very quiet, Darren. Race one, number one, Big Bad Daz, part of the ownership, D Galley.
No. I've got a mate who knows a mate who heard a story on a tram that this horse could go okay, but it was his wife's brother who said that. So take that on advice.
Gee, look at this.
He keeps it quiet, doesn't he? Doesn't like everyone to know. He's actually a big shot horse racing owner, heavyweight Leviathan type operator. Just doesn't like people to know about it. So Darren Galley.
This horse is better than Palantino. Unbelievable. Where do we go Monday, Connor?
Yeah, on Monday we head out to Maui for some racing, and then Tuesday's at Ararat, Thursday spring racing at Bendigo, and then looking to next Friday, the grand final Friday public holiday. Depending on how you're travelling and how your Tigers go, Mike, I'm not sure what sort of state you'll be in next Friday. But
just preparing for the big day.
The Bet365 Benalla Gold Cup is on next Friday. So whether you're ready for a grand final or not, you can at least just divert yourself, distract yourself for a day, and enjoy a really nice day of racing at Benalla.
We'll be doing that, and hopefully we'll be counting the cash with this week's edition of the Big V.
Panning for punting gold this weekend. The Country Racing Show loads up with Victoria's best bet.
All right, we're all about honesty on the Country Racing Show, and it's fair to say our tips so far have been below par. But we are changing it this week, Daz. Who are you with?
Well, it's just been a nice pre-season now that we've moved into the real stuff with the Country Cup. So each week, Connor and I are going to pick a horse out of the Country Cup. So on the Sunday, I'm heading to Coleraine, and as we touched on earlier, Tiamo Grace may be short.
Oh, stop it.
But still, it's pretty hard to find something that's going to beat her. So right. Tiamo Grace in the Coleraine Cup Sunday will be race 7, number 2.
All right. Very safe.
That's lazy, isn't it?
Very safe.
Lazy stuff.
What about you?
Look, I've got Tatura on Saturday, the Tatura Cup. So I, as indicated earlier, I'm going with Hot Ruby for Luke Oliver, Damien Thornton. Look, this is probably a bit better than the other horses in this race, and it'll just depend on how fit she is coming in pretty fresh. So, look, I think she should go well if she's holds up to her previous starts.
Boys, enjoy the week. Another cracking week of country racing in this great state. We'll see you next week on the Country Racing Show.